Welcome to Madlit Musings, the podcast where we dive into the minds of authors, exploring the profound realms of faith, social issues, and the delightful world of entertainment. I'm your host, Jamie Jill Wright, and on this literary journey, you never quite know what you're going to get. Hey there, Madlit enthusiasts. Our podcast is sponsored by the esteemed Baker Publishing Group. Whether you're into heartwarming romance, gripping suspense, or deep dives into matters of faith and society, Baker Publishing Group has it all. With Revell and Bethany House Publishers under their umbrella, they bring you a diverse array of books that will captivate your mind and stir your soul. Check out all of their line at www.bakerbookhouse.com. Hi, everyone. It is Jamie Jill Wright here at Madlit Musings. And today I have a good friend back with us to talk about her latest release called Double Take, which is book one in the next series by Lynette Eason. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's always good to have you here and talk about all things suspenseful.
Absolutely. I always look forward to it.
Well, as usual, we need to start with the opening question of what's the story about?
Okay, well, that's a really good question because I have to rewind my brain to remember. So the story is, it's about Lainey and, James. Okay, so James Cross.
Okay.
And Lainey Jackson. So she survives an attempted murder by her fiance, ex-fiance at the time. It was like one of those stalker situation kind of things. And so then that's the prologue, and you fast forward 18 months and that's when the next part of the story starts. And so she keeps seeing her ex, and she knows he's dead because she killed him. All in self-defense, I assure you. And so it just kind of goes from there. It's, somebody called it more of a psychological thriller kind of thing. And so that was kind of fun. And I was like, yeah, you know, I kind of did that on purpose. But it was a fun book to write.
I love psychological thrillers when you're not sure what's in the person's head versus what is actually happening.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. I applaud you for bringing back someone from the dead.
But did I?
Or did you?
But did I? That is the question throughout the whole book.
That is the question.
People will be saying, is he alive or not? Yeah.
It's always fun to have books where they're unpredictable. You're reading and you think you might know what's going to happen, and then that doesn't, and then you're trying to figure out which way. And with psychological thrillers, I feel that's even more so the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to the feedback.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the feedback on that too. Lainey is actually my niece's name, so I heartily applaud you for choosing that as the first name. It's a good name. now, a lot of your characters in the past have been either in law enforcement or an EMT or in some sort of service. Is Lainey or James in one of those fields, or is this very different?
Yeah, Lainey is both. Okay, so Lainey is a physician. I didn't even talk today. Sorry, y'all. Physician's assistant.
Okay.
In the ER, and works with a lot of the trauma cases and stuff in the emergency department. And James is a detective with the Lake City Police Department. It's Lake City, North Carolina. It's a fictional town. We do have a Lake City, South Carolina, which is a real town, but I looked and scrounged and tried to find a Lake City, North Carolina, because I wanted a fictional town with a lake. And it's not in North Carolina. Okay, so I digress. But anyway, so James is back from serving in the military, in the Army, and he is with the local police department now as a detective. And so he winds up in the ER in the first couple of scenes, and that's how Lainey sees him again. And they know each other, like they knew each other from childhood. Like they weren't childhood sweethearts or like high school sweethearts or anything like that, but they knew each other. Like she was actually really good friends with his sister, so.
So the old roots of knowing each other, but never necessarily acting
Well,
on
she
it.
had a huge crush on him, but yeah, but yeah, it didn't
Life
work
moved
out
on.
because she was younger. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. So Lake City, I was going to ask about that because my brother actually for a while lived in Lake City, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And
Okay.
so, but I'm sure there's probably quite a few lake cities out there in the
Oh,
US if
yeah.
you
They're
ever
all
like
over the place. Yeah.
Googled it.
Yeah.
But hey,
Yeah.
it's cool. So, we're in this situation now. We have Lainey. She's seeing the ex-fiance that she supposedly killed. Did I hear you correctly?
You did.
And so the danger to her is she's seeing things, or is this ghostly apparition trying to kill her? In which case, now you've really got me.
Yes. Yeah. No, he, well, she assumes it's him, because he's showing up and kind of taunting her. Like he shows up at the hospital from afar, and is smiling at her. And then
Ooh.
she's like, what? And then somebody catches her attention and she turns and then she turns back and he's gone and she's like,
Ooh.
I am freaking losing it. And
Yeah.
so and then things start happening. And yeah, and somebody's definitely after her. I mean, it's very obvious
Yeah.
somebody's definitely after her. And she's like, well, he's not dead then. But
Yeah.
no, he is. He has to be because, he was going to kill me and I pulled the trigger and I shot him in the throat and he has to be dead. And
Well, you'd think
yes.
if you got shot in the throat.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, we
yeah.
don't need to go into the gory details on that, although my brain's starting to go, is there a way to survive a throat shooting? Jamie Googles
There
while we
actually is.
podcast.
There is.
You checked, didn't you?
There is. I researched it.
How can you survive getting shot in the throat, Lynette?
Ah, oh, I'm not going into all that medical stuff. I actually thought one of my really good friends is a medical doctor, and I was like, hey, I'm texting her. If I got shot in the throat, would I survive? And she's like, what? But she knows that I do. But anyway, she reads my books. So she's
That's good.
now she doesn't quite get as freaked out. Oh, you mean for a character. Okay. She's like, yeah. She said, I'm pretty sure you could if you got shot here or here. Okay. I'm like, yeah, it say it was one of those places. So yeah, we worked it out so he could survive. If he did. Yeah.
If he did, but we don't know if he did. So,
Yeah,
but now we know
not yet.
that. Now we know
You
by
have to read the
listening
book.
to this podcast, there is a actual real life possibility that he could have survived
You could,
medically. We just don't know.
You can survive anything depending on where the bullet
Yeah,
goes.
that's true. That's true. Although I will say that scene you mentioned where she looks down the hall and he's standing there, it's creepy because he's smiling.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh,
who a
yeah, he had a
smile
smile on
could be
his
so creepy. I love
face.
it.
More like a smirk than anything.
Smirk, a taunting grin. I'm here.
Yeah, it's a Jamie Joe expression.
I know. I'm really getting into this book already. It was like, yes. Bring it on. I love it. Cool. Okay. So we have the classic stalker story. And then James now, well, I shouldn't say classic, but we have the stalker story. And then we have James who's coming in. Now, is he going to play the guy who's hunting for whoever's stalking Lainey, or is he kind of sucked into this incidentally?
I mean, yeah, because he and his partner's name is Cole Garrison, who is the hero in the second book. So they kind of take on the role of protector, and well, there's so I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to ruin the
I
story, but
know.
like there's a crime. And they're assigned to the case, but they're also on the SWAT team. So I just will say that. So they're also SWAT guys. But and so yeah, because of this particular crime, they get assigned to the case. So this legit, like this legitimate for them to be,
Pulled into it.
protecting. Yeah. They just don't know that if they can relate it back to this guy, but they're looking for him because if he's not dead, then obviously he's broken the law by faking his death.
Right.
Anyway.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I like this. I really like this. So, are there any underlying themes in the story, like a spiritual thread or something that the characters are working through?
Probably.
I know you write a book, and then, like, by the time it hits the shelves, us
I
authors or you
don't think
readers are like three books advanced beyond the one that just comes out that's new.
I know my husband's like, how do you not remember this stuff? You read it. And I'm like, you don't understand. I have to shelf stuff out so I can put other stuff in. So there is a theme of forgiveness. James has a very let's call it conflicted relationship with his father. And so one of the reasons that he actually got out of the military is he wanted to make things right with his father, his family. Most of his family is good with him. He's fine. It's just really his dad that they have an issue because of certain things, and you can read the story to figure that out. But there's conflict there. And Lainey is, obviously with the past and her issues with this man that was not who she thought, he was. She finds it very hard to trust again, and she really needs to learn that, God is the ultimate man. The only not the man, not a man. He's God, but he
I
was a
get it.
man. You know what I mean? And he's the one that she needs to fully trust in and rely on him. That if she is ever to have another relationship, like marriage and that kind of thing, that God is going to send her the right person, and she needs to not be so skeptical of every guy that's nice to her.
And that's hard. That's
It
really
is hard.
hard,
It is
especially
hard.
when you've been, I mean, just in a normal breakup relationship, there's usually enough betrayal, or however you want to word it, that it makes you hesitant, let alone, hey, I'm going to try and kill you.
Exactly. And
That takes
I've seen
breakups to
that.
a new level.
So, there's that spiritual thread, that just learning to trust that God's got our back.
I like that. Cool. So Lake City Heroes is the name of the new series, Lake City Heroes. And there's going to be three books.
Four.
Four. We get four this time. Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, I did four books now.
You do.
I started out doing three initially, but when we got to the Elite Guardians series, they started signing me for four books. So, for various reasons, there was a I guess there was a reason for the madness. But
There's always a reason. We just don't necessarily know what it is.
sometimes. Well, they said we want to release a Lynette Easton book every January, August, January, August, and then we want to have the new series released the next January. So they always have book one release in January, and book four always, the series always ends in that August. So,
Got it. That makes sense. That makes
yeah,
sense.
I was
Well,
fine with it.
yeah, works for you. So, okay. So readers can get this book at Baker Book House,
Yes, they
Amazon, your
can.
local indie store, wherever you buy your books.
Yes, wherever. And I
Awesome.
know that Baker Book House tends to put it up for sale, like 40% off if you order
On
it, if you
pre-order.
pre-order it, or you get a if you want a hard copy, they do it for 40% off. So it's a really great deal.
It is. It is. It's cheaper than anywhere else on the internet anyway that I've found.
Yeah.
And it's free shipping too. So that's a bonus.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. And you don't even have to have a membership.
You don't have to buy like some $150 membership to get free shipping and 40% off a book.
Right. Exactly.
So, okay, last but not least, we might as well let everybody know you are going on tour like a
I
famous
am.
singer, except you're a famous writer. How does this work?
So how this works is in January, I will be, well, Double Take releases in January. And so if this is to promote the new release, the new series, book one, and all that. I'm just gonna be starting, and I'll be at in South Carolina, At Litchfield Books on January 11th. That will be the first stop. And then I actually come home, and then I don't actually start the longer leg of it. I was just going to be in Myrtle Beach that week, and they were like, you want to go do that? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I start January 23rd, and I go to Georgia, and then I don't know, where do I go? Georgia, Florida, all the way out to Texas. And then I work my way back through Tennessee and Kentucky and North Carolina. And then, so I think I end it like around February 14th or something like that. I'm
All
also
right.
going to be at CPE. CPE is the Christian Product Expo. Are you going to go to that? It's in Charleston.
I don't think I'm going to that this year.
Okay. Well, this is the winter one. They do the one in August as well, but
Okay.
so I'll be at that as well,
Cool.
in Charleston. So yeah, it's about 4 weeks.
Yeah,
About
you're
4 weeks.
gonna be on the road and traveling, but readers, you will have quite a few opportunities to meet Lynette if you're in those areas. So can they get tour info off of your website to see if they could stop by and visit?
I need to put that on my website
Okay.
because I haven't done it yet because we had one kind of outstanding date and I didn't. So I did put it on Facebook, and so if you look
Okay.
on my Facebook page, there's a whole list. You can find
Perfect.
the, actually, you know what? I might just go pin it on my Facebook
That's a
page
great
and just pin it
idea.
at the top.
Yeah.
So so easy, so it'll be easy to find. But
Yep.
yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, if you are in those areas, you can check out to see at Lynette Eason's Facebook page and stop by a bookstore, buy a book, and Lynette might be there to sign it. So that would be
I
great.
might. Yeah. We got lots of fun stuff too. We'll have prizes, door prizes,
Oh,
and all
fun.
that fun stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks again for being on, Lynette. I always love chatting with you about your books and life and getting shot in the throat. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's always fun. I enjoy it. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you for joining Mad Lit Musings, where every conversation is a journey and every book is a new adventure. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast player or check us out on YouTube and let's explore the fascinating intersection of faith, society, and storytelling together.